the difference. Elashazeh prishasa legdusha. That one, the Kohen Gadol, the reason why we're makrashim 7 days in advance, that's the end of Kedusha. Hence, he's going to go into the Machne Shechina, and Rashi says, Likones l'machne Shechina. He's going to go in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So before he goes in, we have to be makrashim. V'lo yeli boy zocholov. He shouldn't be like in a funny mood. V'ye nivdal mikol kalas rosh. Be separated from any kalas rosh. Shechal olav eimah. V'yavdolosim in abriyas. Today he should have a lot of aima, a year of fear of Hashem before he goes into the Shechina. That's the meaning of the Kohen Gadol. The Yachav Akanim Noigim Boy. Mashenkin, the brothers, is Kanim, the brothers, are allowed to touch him. It's not an Indian of Tyra, it's an Indian of Kedusha. The Zeh Mashenkin, the Kohen that's going to burn the Paraduma, Prushasai Letaira. The reason why we're Mafashim is we want him to be stay Torah. And like we said, since we do one Kulu with Matamim to make him a full Yoim, but everything else we want to make sure is 100% Torah. Therefore, v'yein ochev akanim leigim boy. We don't let any other kanim touch him, because we're afraid maybe the other kanim are an avatuma, and they'll be metama this koyim. Therefore, we don't let anybody touch him. Rashi was there prishos l'tayro lahach mevetay rosim. We make chumris by this koyim that's going to burn the poor aduma. Why? Mifnei kal shoysim boy. Because we made one kalis by that koyim l'tamay boy bayoyim. Because the dinners we had before, we are metama that koyim with a tumad rabbanin. Lahatviloi, and then we put him into the mikvah, and he's only at full yom now, and we want to teach them that lohitzim liben shal tzedukim, to exclude the din of the tzedukim, that they say it's full yom is possible. We want to show them no, it's full yom is kosher for the paraduma. But since we did this one kalus that we made the kohen tummy that day, lekachach miru b'tayrosoin shlei adam nageya boy. Therefore, we're very makpa the rest of everything else that nobody should even touch him. So that's the only difference between the prisha of the Kohen Gadol and the prisha of the Kohen that's going to burn the Paraduma. That this Kohen for the Paraduma, nobody can touch him. Now, for the Gemara, the Gemara just says, come on, who does this price go like? Either goes according to Reb Meir or else Reb Yossi. That they both say, both Kohanim have the same halach on the gate of the prisha. It's either both of them Yemazer all 7 days, or else both of them you're only Mazer, Shlishi and Shvi. But can't go call the Chinas Skanakanim. Why? The Rabbi Chaninas Skanakanim, Leika Namiho, you have this difference. That the Kohen Gadol were only Mazah, only Shlishi and Shvi. Mashenkin, the Kohen that burns the Paraduma, you're Mazah all 7 days. So why didn't the price say this difference? So, Rai, this price can't go according to Rabbi Chaninas Skanakanim. Here. Mamaskiv Lor Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Bishlei Marishan, I understand the first day why Ramaza is according to Rameya. You want to tell me now, Hazob is man as a mitzvah? So any day that's possible to say today is the third day from the time they touched the mace, there's a mitzvah to make Hazob today. So therefore, Bishlei Marishan, the first day that we separate the Kohen Gadol, Hez Gimel Tishrei, Shema Shlishi, maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. He touched the mace 2 days ago, and today is the third day, that's why today is a mitzvah to make Hazob. Sheni, on the second day of that frosh is also. Shema Shlishi, maybe today is also the third day that he touched the mace. Shlishi, the third day we separate him. Shema Shlishi, maybe right before we separated him, he touched the mace. And therefore the third day is the third day of touching the mace. That's why we make the Azor Mitzvah, because maybe today is the mitzvah. And it's a Mizmana. I understand why 1, 2, 3, good. Vaita Chamishi, the fifth day, is also very good. Shema Shvi. It's on the side the first day was the third day, so on the fifth day is the seventh day. Very good. Shishi, the sixth day we make Hazor, because on the side the second day was the third day, so the sixth day is the seventh day. Shema Shvi. Shvi, the seventh day is also very good. Shema Shvi, maybe the third day was the third, and the seventh is the seventh day. So we understand why 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, we have to make Hazor. Very good. Ela Revi Lomali. But how come we do it every day of the 7 days, even the fourth day? How come we do it the fourth day? Like in Manashach, the fourth day should not need Hazor. The fourth day is not a suffix the third day, because we separated them already 3 days ago. So we know for sure these last 3 days he didn't touch your mace. So the fourth day for sure is not one of the three, is not the third day. And who did it's not the seventh day either, because the first Mazah, the first day. So the fourth day is not the seventh day yet. If he has to wait to the fifth day to give it a share in the seventh day. Even on the side the first day was the third day, we have to wait 4 days. We have to wait till the fifth day, but not the fourth day. So how come on the fourth day do we make Hazor? That's the kasha. The Rashi says, El Revi, Amai Mazinan Oleh, how come we make Hazor? Loi beshliki ikla sukei. You can't have any doubt. Maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. To mishapira, to mishapirish lo nitma b'mace. Well, as soon as we took him away in the Beis Hamikdash, for sure he didn't touch a mace. For loi beshvi ikla sukei. We can't have a suffix. Maybe the fourth day is the seventh day. If today the fourth day is the seventh day, then we did not make the first tazor on the right day. The first tazor has to be on the third day, and we did it on the fourth day. So the manashach, the fourth day has no reason to have hazor. Is lamali hazor klal for the Gemara? And the revi lamali hazor klal. You can't have any doubt. Maybe the fourth day is the third day, because it's not that way. We separated them already 4 days. For sure, he didn't touch the mace these last 4 days. So today can't be the third day of touching the mace. And you can't have any doubt. Maybe today is the seventh day. Because if today is the seventh day, then you do not have the first tazor at the right time. Because the first tazor was done on the fourth day. That's no good anyway. So a manashach, there's no reason to make tazor on the fourth day. But according to your question that you're asking, that you hold all 7 days means every single one of the day, like seven hazors you have to make, I'll prove to you that's not true. Well, the time hazor kol shiva meika, is it possible to say you have to make the hazor mamish all 7 days? We are kaimalon the hazor shvus. To make hazor on Shabbos is an issim of the rabbanon. There's a shvus involved. It looks like tikkun mona. Looks like you'd be misakin the person. You're not allowed to make hazor on Shabbos. V'yeinu d'eches Shabbos. And with the rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. There's no heter to make the hazor on Shabbos. It looks like tikkun mona. So here, if you say 7 days you have to do it, for sure one of the seven has to be Shabbos. And the din is on Shabbos, you don't make the hazor. So how could you say every day you have to do it? Say elamayis lav dafka every single day. For sure on Shabbos you don't do it. What do you have to say? Shiva, the 7 days, means Levami Shabbos, excluding Shabbos. It's really only 6 days. Shiva, that we say do it all 7 days, doesn't mean really every single one of the 7 days. No, Levam Revi, excluding the fourth day. Stack it true. The fourth day, you would not have to do it. Levam Revi. Omar Rav is a grover. Hilka, therefore, the halacha should be like this. That koyen gadol b'yom kippurim, the loybadi dan tali milsom. Not that there's a locha that you have to be mafresh, set aside the koyen gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. It's not up to us to choose the 7 days. It's loybadi dan tali milsom. Ela bekviya diachot tali milsom. It's totally whenever Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes out, and we know the 10th day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. So the kitzah 7 days before is betzlosa betishrei boya lafrushei. No matter what, on the third day of Tishrei, that's when we have to separate the kohen gadol. So meila, we can't do anything. Any day of the week that the third of Tishrei comes out, that's the day we have to start to do the mitzvah safrosha. It's not up to us. We have to do it 7 days before Yom Kippur. So on Gimel betishrei, that's when we have to make that safrosha. So even though it's going to come out that a Shabbos in between, you're not going to do it. And even though it'll come out the Yom Revi, you're not going to do it, and maybe there'll be two separate days, we can't help it. So two out of the seven, you won't have to do. Avul Koyin, Hasarif as a Parom, Mashenkin, before the Koyin burns the Paraduma. There's no mitzvah, Zman Kavua, which day he has to burn the Paraduma. There's no such Zman Kavua. So we could tell him which day to burn the Paraduma. Therefore, the B'nidan tells him, it's up to us to tell him which day to burn the Paraduma, and we'll tell you which day to start making the Afrosha the 7 days in advance. Therefore, when are we going to tell him to do it? Mefashin and Leib Revi B'Shabbos. The first day will be Wednesday. We'll start off the Afrosha on Wednesday. Why? Ki heichad in Isram Revi Shalai B'Shabbos. Today, that is fourth day that we're not going to make the Azor, comes out on Shabbos. With Shabbos anyway, don't make the Azor. So it comes out only the fourth day, only the Shabbos, only one day you won't make the Azor. Like we try our best to make it, we'll do as many Azors as possible. So therefore, make that Afrosha start on Wednesday. Therefore, the fourth day, which is also Shabbos here, so it's only one day you won't make the Azor. Mashenka, if you're Yom Kippur, you can't help yourself. So therefore, even though sometimes it comes out 2 days, you won't do it. So what? You can't do anything. But by Yom Kippur, we can't help it. Mashenken by the Purah, the Bidan Tayyimilson, Shein Zman Kavua. There's no Zman when you have to burn the Purah Duma. So we'll tell you, wait, and the first day of Afrosh will be Wednesday, so you do it next Tuesday. The Nisrami Revi'i Shaloi B'Shabbos, V'lo Yisuku Ziyosav Elu Yoimechud. You'll only miss one day and not more. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, where do we take the Kohen Gadol the 7 days before Yom Kippur? We take him to the base of Mikdash, the Lishchas Parhedrin. That's what it was called. Into the special room called Parhadrin. So Rashi says, Pekudi HaMelech. The people appointed by the king. In other words, like a Lamosha, you have elections every single year. You make, you appoint new people. So offices. It's a Lashon like this was the room of offices. Like every year an office is changed. Who Adin will soon see at the time of the Bayis Sheni, when the Kohen Gadol were like Rishoyim, every year they used to die the Kohen Gadol, and they used to have a new Kohen Gadol every single year. Amar Tanya, we have Yehuda, the Chilishkas Parhedrin Hoysa, is this the true name of this room where they put the Kohen Gadol? Was it called Parhadrin? V'aloi Lishkas Beluti Hoysa, its real name was Beluti, that's what it used to be called. So why does the Mishnah call it Parhedrin? Em the Gemara Ella Betchila Hayakaran Hoysa Lishkas Beluti. At the beginning, the name of this room was called Beluti. That was the name of it. And what does Beluti mean, Rashi says? Belishkas Beluti means Loshen Sorin, a name of the princess, president. Kach Hoysa Nikrat Lishka Sorin. This was the Lishka to put the son, to put the sar there. The head, the chief, put the Kohen Gadol there. It was like a nice Loshen. That's what it was called at the beginning. Mashenke, now the name was changed to Behedrin. Why was it changed? Shemar says like this. Ela betchilo yekaranoisa lishchas bluti. That was the name of the beginning. O metoich shenoisen olav momin lakuna at vaybayi sheni. They used to pay money in order to become a kohen gadol. O machlifin oisoi kol shemasa chodesh. And since they used to pay money to become a kohen gadol, means they were rishoyim. They didn't really deserve it. Just they paid a lot of money, they got in. So v'shteitek when it came Yom Kippur, and the kohen gadol went into the kodesh hakodashim, he used to die there every day. And they used to take him out with change. And where Sonela every year they had a change, have a new Kohen Gadol. It's Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh, they used to have a new Kohen Gadol. Mele Kippur Hadrin Halolu. The reason why they called this name, like Perhadrin, which means an appointed position, because you change the position every year. Shemachli Fenoisim Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh. Just like you appoint a person to take over for 1 year, they used to appoint a new Kohen Gadol every single year. That's why they gave this name now, Lishkas Parhadrin, Lashon of the Pekidi Yamelech, somebody the Melech appoints. That every year they have like new elections. So every year there was a new Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Mitoich Shenoistin Mama Lakuna, Mitoich Shekane Bayesheni Hoyoimdin, Aide Momin, Shenoistin Akuna Gadola, Lamalche Beis Hashvinoi, they used to pay money in order to be appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. They didn't take somebody because he was choshev the way they were supposed to, but rather people had a lot of money, the rich people, bought their way to become a Kohen Gadol. And what happened was, Machlif and Isa call you Beis Chodesh, Kolema, Sher Rishoyim Hoyu, really in the Bayi Sheni, the Kohen Gadol, the more Rishoyim, Flo Hoyu, Moitzi and Shinosan, they didn't live out that year, they died on Yom Kippur, Umamidim Acha Tachtav, so every year they had a new appointing, a new Kohen Gadol. Hazoi Vait went to the cover races. The Kohen Gadol wanted to have so much covered that even though he saw Lishya for the last few years, every time the Kohen Gadol died, he was kedai for him to be a Kohen Gadol for 1 year, even though he knows when he's going to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, he'll die. It was kedai though for that 1 year to have the covered, to have the respect of being a Kohen Gadol. So he used to buy himself to be the Kohen Gadol. Everyone, every big shot there that became a Kohen Gadol, he used to break down the old room there. And used to say, this is going to be my room here. I'm going to build a special room for myself. So he used to build every year a new room there. And like remodel that room. Make it look nicer than the first one, than the one before. He wanted this room to be my name. It's every year this room was changed over. Had a new decorator every year. Every year, new Kohen Gadol decorated. Therefore, they called it now Kippur Hadrin Alolu. They called this room the room of the appointed people. Shamelech Mechalfin B'chol Shana B'shana. The king appoints somebody for a year's term. It's Chazu Likras Lishkas Parhadrin. That's why they call this Lishkas Lishkas Parhadrin. Yeah. Right, it's an awesome. Learned the Mishnah in Demai. Hanach Tumim, a baker, loichaivu oisun chachomim lahafer shela trumas meiser v'chala. A nachtum, a baker that bakes a lot of chala, halacher is even though he buys his wheat, the flour off an amoritz, that usually the halacher is if you buy tfua off an amoritz, it has a din demai midrabonin. We have a suffix, maybe did not take off meisers. He didn't take off meiser rishon or meiser sheni. So halacher is any tfua that you buy off an amoritz, you have to take off now trumas meiser and meiser rishon or meiser sheni. But there's a new kula nachtum, a baker, he only has the chiva to take off trumas meiser and challah. That's all. So tomorrow, bishlei matrumas gedoyla loy. I understand why a nachtum a baker, even though he buys a lot of wheat off an amoritz, he doesn't have to take off truma gedoyla. Why the Tanya we learned like this? That really nobody has to take off truma gedoyla if you buy it from an amoritz. Lefi shesholach b'chol gvula Yisrael. He used to send out to look over.